McDowman. Got the fabulous little light instead of one each side of the screen and trying to sort of, you know, trying to hold them on with that up like that on one side of the screen and, you know, both of them and that. I've just gone to one from the front. It's pretty good. Studio lighting for $5.99. And set on low, that's not a bad sort of picture, you know, sort of amount of lighting which results in a good picture. The you've got to stand. This thing is, we get sort of brainwashed. We as men tend to get brainwashed. Oh, you don't hit a girl, and oh, the girls can do no wrong. Oh, when they're the worst fucking cunts on. Some of them are the fucking worst human beings on the face of the planet. You know. You know, and there's this one chick, she did what a lot of women do, they cause all sorts of fucking just really fucking nasty sort of chaos in their relationship, and then it finally just fucking explodes. And then she runs, like, I don't know, I've known both of these people for a long time, you know. I don't know what went on. I wasn't there, I don't have any evidence, it's just what she's running around. She's running around mouthing off all this shit, saying, oh, he beat me up and broke my leg and all this other, oh, I've got broken bones in my fucking head and just shit like that, you know. And I'm thinking, hang on a second, you don't sound too fucked up for a damaged person, you know what I mean? And the other sort of giveaways, this is not proof, but there's it's like when the tide. Where's my fucking end? It's like when the tide comes in, all the fish come in with it, and when the tide goes out, all the fish go out with the tide as well. So she's telling this story about what he did to her. So that's the tide coming in, this, that, the other. And she's running around telling it to thousands and thousands of people online, what a bastard, what he is and what he has done on the basis of what he's done. But she's completely left herself off the fucking, you know, she's left everything that she's done out of the equation. And that happens to so many guys, you know. But those women are fucking vindictive fucking cunts. They, you know what I mean? If she said, well, I've been provoking him and fighting with him and, you know, causing fights in the fucking home and, you know, fucking his friends behind his back and he's just found out and, you know, I've been ripping him off all his drugs and, you know, I've been going around being a real fucking cunt and, you know, I sold his car on him and I, you know, got the house in my name and then, you know, changed all the locks and called the police on him so that when he came home from work one day, you know, he wasn't allowed inside my home because I took out an intervention safety order because I'd falsified absolutely fucking everything about these issues. You know, and she'd run around, he's been molesting the kids and he's fucking beaten me up on a number of occasions, you know, all that fucking cuntish kind of stuff. she's left. That's what a lot of women do. You know? And she's left her part out of the fucking entire story that she's been running around telling everybody else about what he's done. And it doesn't sit right. And so I've been getting on her case and saying, well, you know, what have you done? What have you done to provoke such the reaction that you allege that he got up to, you know, beating you up? And what was it you've done to him? What was your part in all of this? And, you know, and I've fortified that saying, but, you know, there's two ways to lie. One is to fucking fabricate, you know, evidence, say things that aren't true. And the other one is to leave out evidence to say, well, what about, how come you're not talking about what you've done in all of this, you know? And so I've been fucking slamming her with that in all these areas where she's been running around saying, oh, I'm a victim, he's hit me, he's done this, he's done that and done this, and oh, he's a fucking asshole. You know, every time, all the fucking, and I've done it in front of everybody. I've done it in front of everybody. And I've raised the fucking bar. I've called her out in front of everybody. Saying, you know, if you're, there's, you know, lying by omission is still lying. If you're going around saying all these fucking things about this guy, but you're not said a damn thing about yourself, then something's fucking wrong. And you're not telling the whole story. You're not being honest. And what's come out is that repeated applications of pressure, like tightening the screw, every time I, where's my fucking hand? Every time I see her, lock on, tighten the screw. See her again, tighten the screw. See her again, tighten the screw. And she's cracking under the pressure. And what's coming out is she's getting really reactive. And it's really psycho fucking bitch kind of crap, you know what I mean? And it's playing the victim. I'm completely innocent of anything. Oh, there's this guy who fucking, you know, has a go at me in the meetings, and why should I stop coming to meetings because I'm being hassled, and, you know, and it's just tell the truth, you know what I mean? And she's playing the fucking victim up to the hilt, and I'm thinking, you know, if this guy did give her a beating, you know, give her a fucking hiding, she's earned it, you know? And, yeah, but it's just seeing the lying, then seeing playing the fucking victim, and then seeing all the fucking nastiness, seeing all the lies, seeing all the bullshit, seeing all the fucking crap, you know, that she's coming out with and doing and getting on with, you know, and just, you know, it's just the picture of a sociopathic fucking woman, you know. She's got screws loose in her head. She's malignantly deceitful. And she's a complete and utter cunt. She's really bad news. So it's, you know, that's why I understood and gained awareness in psychological warfare, you know, and what you can't smash, you can wear down, you know, and I don't have to go and, you know, hunt her down and stick a gun in her mouth and saying, if you don't fess up, I'll blow your brains over the wall, but I can, every time I can fucking publicly run across her in front of everybody saying, why have you left out your part in the proceedings with this fucking ex-husband type person? What is it have you been up to that you refuse to talk about? You know? What's been going on? What have you been doing to him? What have you been bringing into the situation? What sort of kind of fucking things have been going on that you've been up to? You know? Just ask her and ask her and ask her and ask her and ask her in front of everybody. You know, put it to so that everybody understands what's going on. That, you know, you've screamed long and loud about this guy at every fucking opportunity, but you haven't said anything about your part in it, and leaving out information. It's not a fair and balanced kind of fucking report you're giving, because you're leaving out your part in all of this. And lying by omission is still lying, and people who lie cannot be trusted, you know. So that's where, you know, that's where she gets herself fucked up, you know. Just hammer her with that. It's working. All right, guys. Bye.